having a good time yesterday. Grey Cup Parade Row was lined with thousands of fans loving every minute.
Woo!
Super excited to be here today.
Beyond ecstatic. This has been 12 years.
It's just amazing that we'd be able to get to witness this again.
I'm here because I want to miss this for the world.
We're so happy to be here because we're huge Ryder fans.
Can I get an Let's Go Riders?
Yes. It's awesome to see the Riders win.
They were due. It's great.
We found one guy, AJ Ouellette's doppelganger. He's dressed like him in a costume.
My favorite player is AJ Ouellette.
How did I know that?
You're a good guesser.
So how long have you been doing this?
Just since Halloween.
Well, I don't know if he had his shirt off by the end of the afternoon like AJ did, but he should have. That's just what happened. We met John, who has seen just about every Grey Cup win, he was telling us.
I remember listening to the 51 Grey Cup on the radio, so I've been a fan for over 70 years, I guess.
And what a sight in front of the ledge with that many people all surrounding them up there on the balcony. Tommy Stevens wearing a Stone Cold Austin shirt. Thor, as I mentioned, without a shirt on. AJ Ouellette. Many were like that. Coach Mace was smoking a stogie. And as you would expect, at the ledge, it got pretty amped up even more. Joe was shirtless, and he was grabbing the mic, trying to get the Riders chant going. Logan Ferland, after his speech to the crowd, chugs a beer while wearing the Speaker of the House hat. He'd somehow gotten it within the ledge and put it on, took charge.
Rider Nation! Let's go!
Hey, quick shout-out, Mr. Speaker, Todd Gowdy. Thank you for your hat, sir. We're Grey Cup champs forever, baby.
Let's go.
2025 Grey Cup champs. Let's go. Let's go, Rider Nation. This one's for you.
That's Logan Ferland, and CJMA Rider reporter Britton Gray, who's going to join me right after the 8 o'clock news, was right up close up there in the balcony. He said there was a moment where he was a little concerned for the safety of Brett Lauther, who had a beer in hand. He's up on the ledge balcony. On my CJMA Morning Show Facebook page, there's a photo that James Doney shared of Brett with his beer standing there pretty high, too, and even Shake and Bake was jumping up on the ledge like it. It was a little concerning, Britton said, but at the same time, they were having a blast. Coach Mace, of course, was first up to the mic and rather enthusiastic. And then, which a lot of people commented on how they thought it was cool that the club got out. George Reed's wife, Angie, was there with them and raised the cup at that point, too. That was a great moment for a lot of Rider fans. I'll ask Britton about that, too. But Jermarcus Hardrick, who came over from the Blue Bombers, shared some love.
Let's go, Rider Nation. Y'all was looking for something, right? It's home, baby. We want to thank you guys for all the support all year. From top to the bottom, we bought this home for Saskatchewan. All my teammates came to work every day. We love you guys.
Yes, sir. More than us.
It was more than us. This Grey Cup is for us, 2025. Grey Cup champs forever, baby. Let's go, baby. Love you guys, Riders.
Yeah, Jermarcus, man, he left Winnipeg after winning several Grey Cups there. And then he gets here. He got hurt, but he had to go through all the rehab, and it was tough slogging all the way through. But he comes back, and wow, outstanding offensive lineman in the CFL. Big addition to the green and white. Couldn't have done it without him. And one of the loudest cheers, of course, came for AJ when he took the stage. You might need earplugs.
Rider Nation, we did it, baby! Let's go!
Yeah!
Hey, since I got here, you showed me love, and I appreciate every single one of you!
Woo!
Let's go! I love you, Rider Nation! We're champions!
Yeah!
They're just having a blast. Yesterday, I was telling you how they were at Memories eating apple
ice cream in the cup.
Apple crumble.
Oh,
apple crumble. You deserve it. Get a spoon.
AJ, sir.
What do you think, AJ?
What do
you think?
Oh, hey, this is my favorite dessert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were eating out of the Grey Cup 2 nights ago. Last, about that same night, I guess they went karaoke, too. It's a great. It was sure great to see how many young faces there were on that parade road yesterday. A lot of people had called their kids' schools and said, hey, can we just take the kids and spend it on Albert Street with the riders going by over to the ledge? These are core memories for a lot of football fans, and it was nice to see a younger generation out there enjoying it, too. Hey, and despite a few stories of ticket buyers being overcharged, the Riders 50-50 finally announced who won the $1 million. Now, there were issues with the Foundation's ticketing system. Left some fans. We talked to one who was struggling to know if their order went through. She kept getting an error message every time she refreshed the website when she was using it, and then checked her bank account and found out she was charged like 7 times.
I was expecting to pay 50, and I ended up having 7 separate transactions, so it came out to 350.
That's Carly McGoffin, who said, you know, she found it an inconvenience, but understands they're going to return her money. And the foundation said it may have happened a few times, and refunds will be sent out within 7 to 10 days. But this is cool. The winner was Wade Gasmo, and the Riders shared how Coach Mace personally called to tell him he'd won.
Do you like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this is Coach Mace calling you, buddy.
Congratulations. You've done an amazing job.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Hey, look, I know I'm calling you for a little bit different of a reason, my man. How does $1 million sound to you, buddy?
Almost like a practical joke.
Yeah, it's not
That's
a joke,
not
buddy.
Not a joke. You're our 50-50 winner.
You won the 50-50, my man. Let's freaking go. Let's go, Wade! $1 million, baby!
I don't believe it.
This is it.
This is awesome. If you don't believe it, I'll come and drop off $500,000 for you. I'll take the rest for myself. But I think you should just take the $1 million, my man.
I got an older brother in Regina. Like, is this a practical joke of some sort?
No, buddy.
Nope,
this
really
is the real deal, man.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm in shock right now. Wow.
Hey, now, Wade, listen. I don't mean to put anything like a gun to your head or anything like that, but I fully expect that season tickets will be bought here for the next couple.
Yes.
My man. Hey, congratulations, my man.
As long as you're there, I'm there.
That means everything, brother. Great Cup win and $1 million to boot. What a day.
I got one question, though. I'm kind of confused because I've really never won a 50-50. So is the million my part or is the half of that my part?
That's yours.
That's your part, buddy. You get $1 million. Hey.
This is unbelievable.
Unreal, man.
Holy smokes. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Definitely an appropriate song for Rider fans. And, of course, yesterday the Grey Cup Parade was just simply awesome for those who align the streets to watch or I'll show up in front of the ledge. It was quite the experience, and it was an awesome celebration. And there he was, our CJB Rider reporter, Britton Gray, right in the mix of it all. Good morning, Britton. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You were in the dressing room after they won the cup, sprayed with beer and whatever else. Yesterday, how close were you to the team when they were at the ledge?
We were able to get right up close as soon as they arrived. And so,
were you on the ledge up there in the balcony?
Sorry,
were you in the balcony area there?
No, I was not up on the balcony. No,
okay.
It didn't go up there. But in terms of the program and stuff outside the front of the ledge, while they were speaking to fans, we're right up and close and personal there. So got to see all the guys drinking their pilsners once again.
Now, did you have any idea how you were going to catch Brett Lawther if he fell from the perch? Because he was precariously up there at one point, wasn't he?
No, I had no idea. Luckily, there were a lot of fans and people up close. But, yeah, I was getting a little worried for Brett Lawther up there with all the beers I'm sure he had in his system.
Well, I saw he was still carrying the cup last night at the Broken Rack at the Golden Mile Mall. Some photos were taken there. I guess they hauled in a limo, and they're spreading the love around the city even last night. So take me there in regards to just take it all in as you did. And how did you enjoy it, and what did you like? What was fun?
I mean, it was great. Just all the celebration again. Once again, they got to do it with the fans, really bring the cup out once again. Jamarcus Hardrick brought the cup right out to where all the fans were. A lot of fans got a chance to touch the cup finally. And then, of course, some of the speeches. You could tell Logan Ferland was having a great time out there. A few of the guys have definitely Been partying since the game ended. You could definitely tell that. But overall, just great entertainment and a good time to celebrate what this team did. As mentioned, only the fifth time ever this team has won the Grey Cup.
Now, there was a nice moment you alluded to in the Green Zone yesterday. I wanted to relive that again with you here, where they brought out a special person.
Yeah, George Reed's widow, Angie, was able to go out on the balcony, raise the cup with the George Reed jersey on. I thought that was a very special moment and kind of something that you just – it felt different, right? You could just feel how special that was, and I just thought that was really cool what they did there.
Now, throughout the morning, we've been talking about, you know, quarterback Trevor Harris. Will he or won't he re-sign again? And he spoke in front of the fans about it's our time. We want back-to-back. And you later asked him for clarification.
No, I just think anytime you got Corey Mace here and the leadership that we do with J.O. and Kyle Carson and Larry Dean, you're always going to have a chance at that. And so we'll kind of see. I'll sit down with J.O. At some point probably this week and then I'll talk to my wife and kind of just go from there. But
going from there, it sounds promising, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't sound like he's made a decision, which is a good thing. I don't think he's fully decided what to do. It'll be so tough for him to walk away. You know how big of a competitor he is, obviously, with them just winning, this team possibly being able to bring a lot of guys back. I imagine it'll be tough for him to walk away, but at the same time, has to have that conversation with his wife, has to decide what's best for him and his family, right? So very interesting what his decision's eventually going to be.
Well, he may be turning 40 next year, but man, he's playing like he's, what, maybe 30. I don't know, but he's awesome. And the concern is a lot of potential free agents, right? A.J. Ouellette, Jamarcus Hardrick, C.J. Revis, Sam Emelis, Kian Schaefer-Baker. There are others. To keep this club together, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Do you think that a lot of these guys will re-sign?
I think so. Usually in the CFL, there's not a whole lot of roster moving, but at the same time, once you start winning, you win that Grey Cup, guys want a little bit more money, right? They want a little bit more money to stick around. So after Jeremy O'Day enjoys this moment, he has some work to do to get these guys back here.
Favorite comedic moment of the day yesterday, what would you point to?
Probably when Logan Ferland somehow got a hold of the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly's hat, Todd Gowdy's hat, and gave him a shout out there. Did not expect that.
Britton Gray, nice reporting again. Thanks for joining me.
Not a problem.
Might there ever be a returning flight between Regina and Saskatoon? Can you get any Black Friday deals right now? And traffic down from Canada going to the U.S. How are those direct flights to the U.S. working out of Regina Airport? Let's find out some of the answers to those questions with Airport CEO James Bogus joining me now. Thank you again, sir, for being here. First and foremost, Black Friday deals. Is there such a thing?
Well, there certainly have been in previous years. For the listeners, I'm sure many are, but make sure you sign up for the major airlines' mailing list on their email. They will be sending out, I'm sure, codes or some form of promotion. They almost do every year. I can't imagine this year will be any different.
We're seeing less Canadians visit the U.S. out of resentment to Trump and the whole tariff treatment of Canada. Cross-border traffic, I saw a number the other day, down as much as 34%. Have you seen those direct flights, say, to Denver and elsewhere, suffer out of YQR because of this?
Certainly, you could always want more passengers, Greg, but surprisingly, we continue to buck the trend. We actually just got our October data, and specifically on transborder, so this is flights originating or returning back from the U.S., we're still up 37%
nice.
Year over year, and that's year-to-date data to October. So it's been pretty impressive. But keep in mind, we're only talking about 2 aircraft a day, plus those seasonal flights that come in the winter.
Okay, so overall traffic is up at YQR the last month or two?
Well, we actually just got our October data, and I am thrilled. We had our fourth month now this year that we beat our old 2019 results. In fact, Greg, we're up 4.7% year over year in October, so that's month over month data, but it's 2.9% when we look back at 2019. So this has been incredible. So fourth month now at YQR, we're beating those old results.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, population's up. We've got more events and conferences. We're seeing some really exciting things happening in the city. All of those factors together help, and the price of travel. Not for the Grey Cup, I can tell you that. I was watching that one with Winnipeg. But the price of travel has been really reasonable. You know, different fare classes from WestJet, lots of flight options, going to even the U.S. Many people still are traveling. It just, you add all that up together, and we're seeing some reasonable growth from 2019. Again, that's only 4 months of the year. It's not the entire year, but that's very promising when we look to the future.
James Bogus from the Regina Airport. We used to have a flight between Regina and Saskatoon. I know the Chamber was pumping out a survey there, hoping to see its return. Any update on that?
Yeah, so for those who aren't aware, the Chamber of Commerce, both in Saskatoon and Regina, did a survey, about 230 respondents. Broadly speaking, very, very popular idea to see a flight return between the two cities. Last one ended, Greg, in 2020, just right when COVID started. So we're having some early conversations with a couple of provincial airlines to see if there's interest. It's a tough slog, though. I mean, you've got a close drive, obviously, you can do to Saskatoon. And people are using Teams and Zoom for some of these meetings. But there is some initial interest. I don't want to get the listeners' hopes up yet, other than we're starting those conversations, and that survey was very helpful to help sort of open the door again.
All right, James, hot, sunny destinations. Holiday travel season is upon us here, too. Just focus on those getaways that are direct flights. We've got a number of them. Are they selling well, and what can you suggest there?
Well, I can tell you WestJet, Sunwing, the combo, which is really one company now, seem quite happy. On our last interview, I was mentioning to the listeners as well, we're seeing a sort of a densification or more frequency to some of the really popular ones like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta. But WestJet and Sunwing have pared back a few. There's no Varadero this year, no Puerto Plata. So a bit of a trade-off between the two. And talking about the U.S., Greg, they're not going to be serving Orlando. They're apparently not seeing the demand for it. The flip side is you can connect to a lot of these places for those major hubs. So remember, if you don't have the nonstop from YQR the day you want it, make sure you check to see if you can get it through Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver, or even Denver and Minneapolis.
All right, James. Thanks for the update. I know the holiday season, we'll probably have you on again in December because that's when everyone wants to know getting through security. How do you do it with presents and all that? But good to hear that everything is turning around at the Regina Airport. And thanks for the update.
Well, and thanks to the listeners for all the support. And we look forward to talking to you before Christmas.